Welcome to Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Bill Drees, senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. Joining me today, Steve Lockwood, executive director of the Fraser Community Development Corporation, Robert Montague, executive director of the Binghamton Community Development Corporation, and Eric Robertson of Community Lift. Robert, let me start with you in Binghamton. How long have you been at it with the CDC in Binghamton?
We've been there 10 years. Like the industry, much of it started and developed around housing work, but over the last few years, in partnership with the government and with the businesses on Broad, we've seen new economic development resurgence in the community.
And when you started on this 10 years ago, there was not the critical mass that we have seen, particularly in about the last 3 or 4 years.
I think that's right, and still the area is challenged severely for lack of resources. This industry grew up around housing, and there was a great deal of resources behind housing development. But the economic dollars for neighborhood-level community redevelopment are few and far between.
Steve, how long have you been with Community Development Corporation in Fraser?
Well, I've been in the business for 18 years, and I've been in Fraser for 12 of those. And it's true, there's been a lot of changes in the 12 years, but as Robert said, we've historically had a fair amount of support for the housing work we do. That's waning at this point, in spite of the fact that we have increasing public support for the work and visibility for the work we do. But on the economic development side, we're all really happy with that some of the tools that City of Memphis is bringing to bear, but very few of them make it down to the neighborhood level. I think that's our real mandate, is to figure out how to take some of the tools that brought Electrolux to town and make that apply to a place like Fraser or Binghamton.
And it seems to be a question of scale. And I want to bring Eric Robertson in here. Tell me what the role of Community Lift is in this economic development arena, if you will.
All right. Community Lift is a relatively new organization. We are about 2.5 years old. We were born out of a citywide planning process that was actually led by the CDC industry and the philanthropic community to, for the most part, build the infrastructure to support the industry and community development as a whole, and to make sure that we expanded community development to include economic development in how we build the human capital of the people who live in our communities. So our role is to channel and find resources and then pool those resources together to help these guys out or help the residents out at a neighborhood level or other organizations that are happening to work, and make sure that there's a connection from the ground level to the state, to the city, or to a national level.
And to Steve's point about the resources that are out there, what have you seen from Community Lift's perspective?
One of the things that came out of this planning process that CDCs and other neighborhood level investors needed access to capital, whether they were small businesses. So one of the charges that came out of that plan was to create something called a community development financial institution. It took us about 18 and a half months to put that together, but we were able to form a partnership with a number of local banks to seed that fund. So now that we can provide loans to businesses as well as CDCs throughout the city, we actually provided a loan to Wiseacre on Broad Avenue to support that, and then looking at other businesses. There's a federal grant that's happening in the Heights area, Fraser, the planning process you may have heard about that's happening in Fraser. But we're continuing to look for more. Big goal for the coming years, how do we provide capacity support for some of our CDCs? And so that's something that I'm always talking about. So resources are needed, and the idea of scaling some of these larger things is something else that we've been working on. With the support of the mayor and the mayor's innovation delivery team and some other groups. Edge has been at the table as well.
Robert and Steve, financing is absolutely critical for this. And of course, you're talking with financial institutions who are approaching this as they do financing any project at some level. No matter how much they like it, it has to make business sense for them. But it's also a different kind of financing deal than they normally see, I would imagine, Robert.
It is different in scale. Often that means the financial wherewithal or the credit profile of the neighborhood commercial enterprise is different than the larger scale corporations that are doing corporate lending. So it takes on a very personal flavor, size and scope. I think the other side, though, if there is a positive in that, is that the owner of the business is there and is very committed to that business.
That's where we'll leave the discussion for now.